Hello, this is Kevin Donahue, Senior Director for Protivity, welcoming you to another edition of Powerful Insights. I'm joined today by Christine Busey, an Associate Director with Protivity's Risk and Compliance Practice. Christine is attending this week's ACAM's 16th Annual AML and Financial Crime Conference in Las Vegas. There, Protivity is not only exhibiting, but has delivered a number of different presentations, and Christine and other folks with our organization have been talking with many of the attendees at the event. Christine, why don't you share with us some of the key topics that have been kind of dominating the agenda at the conference, as well as some of the key learnings you and our folks have taken away from it?
Sure. Yep. Thanks, Kevin. So as you had mentioned, we're at the sort of conclusion, the concluding day of yet another really successful year at ACANS in Las Vegas. So I've been here for 3 years now, and this year was absolutely fantastic. I think, you know, every year gets better and better as the conference just continues to grow and grow. So the conference this year really opened up with a big bang, which I think was very timely, and it opened up with this, like, really interesting keynote address on the history of cyber war and just cyber laundering generally. So obviously this topic in the news, in the media, and definitely in the AML space. And I think this will continue to be, obviously, a hot topic as the sort of nexus between AML continues to strengthen and converge. So not only did the conference open up with that great theme, cyber laundering generally was the theme throughout the conference. And I think that this is a theme that we'll just continue to see as, you know, unfortunately, cyber attacks will probably continue to increase in both magnitude and frequency. And us as, you know, consultants and financial institutions and law enforcement will just have to continue calling on our risk and, you know, regulatory professionals to help sort of advance our own protective strategies on securing our own, you know, sensitive client information that's out there. So a couple other great topics that, you know, really came to the forefront of this conference, of course, is beneficial ownership. Especially as, you know, the compliance date is looming ahead in 2018. It was really interesting to see how different institutions are still interpreting the rule and, of course, where people are on the spectrum of complying with the rule. So there were a couple of great sort of takeaway sessions and really understanding that the risk of this rule is understanding the devil in the details of your customer information. So in addition to the beneficial ownership rule, of course, the DFS Part 504, it has been a buzz topic for the last, you know, year and change. This, of course, again, came to the forefront of the conference. We had a lot of activity at our booth, the people coming over asking about the regulation, what type of services we provide. There were some really outstanding sessions held to, of course, go over the rule generally, again, how people are complying with it, how they're approaching their certification, how they're breaking down sub-certifications if they're doing it. You know, again, of course, the topic comes up, what is a model, what's not a model? Okay, this year we're introducing new products and services, or this year we're upgrading a system, or this year we've acquired this new business type. What does that mean for our certification? So DFS Part 504 really generated some interesting topics this year. And I mean, to that, I think we also had a lot of great activity coming by our booth. I spent the majority of my days both in sessions and at the booth. And, you know, I was just constantly reminded of how great and valuable this booth really is, both from a networking perspective. You're getting to see the old peers, new peers, some of your competitors, new people coming into the industry, but also from a content perspective, this conference has just really been so valuable. There's so many industry leaders and participants who are just actively involved and coming together to make this just a fantastic and unique experience. I'm really already looking forward to 2018.
Well, thanks, Christine. Appreciate you sharing your insights with us regarding the conference. I want to remind our audience that Protivity is working with many organizations on AML issues. It, as Christine said, continues to be at the forefront of challenges that financial institutions and others are facing today. Protivity also just released the 7th edition of its acclaimed Guide to U.S. Anti-Money Laundering Requirements, Frequently Asked Questions. This publication, as well as a wealth of other information, is available at protivity.com/AML.